This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We begin tonight with that developing headline involving the president and Russia and a new intelligence report that says Russia is right now reportedly trying to help the president get reelected.
Russia was interfering in the 2020 campaign.
There must be something really rotten we can do today.
The president is a Russian operative.
I'm dinky.
It's official. Russia has endorsed the re-election of President Donald Trump.
The president of the United States is now helping the president of Russia help the president of the United States to get re-elected.
Maybe this time it will work.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Would you, if you are the nominee, go as far to commit to only one term if it meant uniting our party?
No. If anything changed in my health, making it incapable for me to fully exert all the energy and mental acuity that was needed to be done, then I give you my word, I would not run again.
Just like here in California, I mean, here in Nevada.
We tried it in Iran. Excuse me. We tried in Ukraine.
What's not to like about Vermont? I like Keene a lot.
In the state of Ohio. I mean, Iowa.
Still shoppers attack.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Radical Democrats are the party of high taxes, open borders.
But nobody is going to be deported in my first 100 days until we get through the point that we find out only rationale for deportation will be whether or not you've committed a felony while in the country.
Open borders.
I will do what I can do as president all alone. And that means I will make sure that these raids that sweep through our neighborhoods stop.
Open borders.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The headline on the Bongino report, which I recommend if you've tired of Matt Drudge and his leftward slant. Apparently 20% of his audience has. They've drifted away. But the Bongino report is pretty good. BonginoReport.com. The lead story right now at this hour is hell freezes as CNN casts doubt on new Russia report. That's referring to Jake Tapper's tweets saying that this is nonsense. And that the briefing, so-called, was not, as the New York Times, the modern-day Pravda, or Izvestia, is reporting. 844-500-4242. Speaking of the intro, did you notice Biden said you won't be deported unless you've committed a felony while in the country? Why do you think all the illegal aliens, not just in Massachusetts, but around the country, get everything with their public defenders? That means you and I are paying for the lawyers. Why do you think everything is being plea bargained down to a misdemeanor so they can't be deported? Why do you think, for instance, the homeless African was that robbed two banks in Boston was not prosecuted federally? He was given a 364-day sentence, because if it was one more day, ICE would have automatically gotten a warning, a heads up, and grabbed him and deported him. So they gave him 364 days for two bank robberies and state charges, even though bank robbery is usually a federal charge. He gets out after 7 months, the homeless African. And he slits the throats of two anesthesiologists who, by the way, were legal immigrants to the country, one from Colombia, one from the United Kingdom. So this is what Biden sees for the United States of America. 844-500-4242. So there's just one more thing before we go to the chump line. There's an update here on this late Russian hoax 2.0. The update is U.S. officials also told Bernie Sanders Russia is trying to help him win the Democrat nomination. You think they had to tell him that? I mean, I don't think the Russians had to tell him that. He just, birds of a feather flocking together? You know? U.S. officials told Bernie Sanders of Vermont that the Russian government is working to help him win the Democrat nomination for president, the Washington Post reported today. I don't care, frankly, who Putin wants to be president. My message to Putin is clear. Stay out of American elections. And as president, I will make sure that you do. Comrade. I added the comrade because it seemed appropriate for the occasion. Is this more fake news trying to sink Bernie in Nevada? Do they understand that the people who vote for Bernie Sanders are going to think more of Bernie if they think the Russians are trying to help him win the election? The mainstream media is as lost as the DNC. They're wandering in the wilderness. They're as befuddled as Joe Biden. 844-500-4242. Time for the Chump Line.
Hey, I've got this all figured out. Both the Russians interfering with this year's election. They're the one behind putting the little MAGA hats on the pigeons out in Las Vegas. They are working for Trump.
I love it. That's my favorite conspiracy theory of the day. Grace was reporting on that a couple of days ago, that somebody put the little MAGA hats on the pigeons in Las Vegas and released them before the Democrat debate the other night. And, of course, the PETA people went crazy. The Bernie bros, everybody went nuts and their heads exploded. That's the Russians did it. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
Imagine Chris Matthews, as an altar boy, escaped the mental institution to go to work for a mental institution.
I can't get enough of that sound cut of Chris Matthews, and I do appreciate the Chris Plant show down on WMAL in D.C. for sending it along, the entire cut. Have you got it there, Matt? Chris Matthews, I don't even know when he said this, but he did say it recently. We'll get it at some point here. Come on. Okay, just play some more of the Chump Line and come up with the cut when you can. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, saying we support our friend and lean manufacturing mentor, Adam Lang, candidate for Cape and Islands GOP committee man, in his mission to drain the Beacon Hill swamp. Adam is a true patriot and has got our vote, if indeed we could actually vote.
Howie, the Cambridge City Council is now trying to pass an ordinance that all their canine dogs learn to bark in Spanish.
I thought he was going to say that since illegal aliens are not going to have driver's licenses anymore, why should dogs have to have driver's licenses? Why should you need a permit to repair your building? Why do we need any kind of government intervention in any aspect of our lives? Driving is one of the more significant actions that a human being takes, because you can harm so many people when you're driving if you do it badly. But Cambridge says if you're an illegal alien, just go ahead and do whatever the hell you damn well please, and we're not going to do anything to you. So, why should any... Why do you need a permit to build a skyscraper on Memorial Drive, overlooking the Charles? Why do you need to pay property taxes if you don't want to? Why do you need to obey stoplights?
Stop the sickling up there. Who's got a sickle? Where is it? Where's the sickle?
I don't think we can find that cut, but stop the hammering.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it? Where's the hammer?
Where's the sickle? Where's the hammer and sickle?
What the Democrats are really worried about is us good American citizens will interfere in the 2020 election.
Exactly.
And vote for Trump.
Exactly. House Democrats announce investigation into deplorable collusion with Donald Trump to throw the 2020 election to the American people. Garrett from Jersey says, so when will the Democrats on the House in the House start an investigation into Bernie's collusion with Russia? There's another excellent question.
So I was against taking millions from super PACs before I was for taking money from super PACs. I don't know, my cheekbones hurt.
Yeah. In case you haven't seen that story, Elizabeth Warren announced with great fanfare a couple of months ago that unlike evil Pete Buttigieg and others, she would not take money from super PACs or from billionaires. And then her balance got down to $200,000. She had to cancel her ad buys in South Carolina and Nevada because she was busted. And guess what? Now she's taking money from a super PAC. It's called something like Persist, or She Persisted PAC, something like that. Yeah. And it's tears were falling down her high cheekbones as she announced her latest flip-flop, or should I say evolution.
They really hammered Bloomberg. His campaign they try to thwart. Trouble is, with all his money, Mike still comes up a little short.
Yeah. Someone just said that, texted me and said they received an anti-NRA pamphlet from Michael Bloomberg. I mean, does he really think that's the way to win a vote on Super Tuesday in Massachusetts? Send out anti-NRA brochures? And this guy said, is it time that we retired the moniker Corrupt Midget from Billy Bulger and handed it off to Michael Bloomberg?
Howie, even weirder, I guess where Trump's having his rally, there's a big Bloomberg sign and it says Trump likes to eat burnt steak. Mike Bloomberg likes his steak cooked medium rare. Like, they probably spent millions of dollars on that billboard.
You're kidding.
Greg Gutfeld retweeted it and said, I swear Mike Bloomberg's media team is playing a prank on him.
What, didn't they have a gingerbread man sitting on Trump's shoulder a couple of weeks ago? What was that all about? I didn't understand that whole meme or whatever it was.
Howie, Mike Bloomberg calling. I really want your support. I'll give you your own private jet, stocked with a lifetime supply of Vienna fingers, and a new Florida mansion with mattresses filled with unmarked bills, and I'll even make sure you get an honorary doctorate from Brown. What do you say?
Sold! You know that Mike Bloomberg? What a guy. You know, I remember he was talking to me. I had to look up because he's so tall. When do I get the possession of my jet?
Yeah, this is Joe Biden. I'm able to get to the phone right now because I locked myself out of the office. If this is an emergency, you can call me at Joe333333333.
Notice no one's talking about Joe Biden anymore. He's been sent to the dog track. Did they cut the labels out of his sport coat before they sent him off to the dog track so that he can't be traced back to Hunter and his pregnant wife as opposed to his just given birth stripper girlfriend?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 800-844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, saying we support our friend and lean manufacturing mentor, Adam Lang, candidate for Cape and Islands GOP committee man, in his mission to drain the Beacon Hill swamp. Adam is a true patriot and has got our vote, if indeed we could actually vote.
Stop the sickling up there. Who's got a sickle? Where is it? Where's the sickle?
That was pretty good. Some texters had that as well, but it's better on the chump line even. I'm Howie Carr.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I just found a picture of that billboard in Vegas. Donald Trump eats burnt steak. I just tweeted it out, so if you follow us at Howie Carr Show, you can see it. I mean, talk about wasting money. And again, I guess the consultants get 15%. So let's say that's a $10,000 billboard. So somebody got $1,500 of Mike Bloomberg's money for buying that thing. And how many of these billboards do you have to see, and how many of these stupid ads do you have to see on TV or listen to them on streaming when you're trying to listen to the Howie Carr Show? Do you have to hear before you begin to say, I'm tired of this. This guy is, this is worse than, whatever, fill in the blank for whatever obnoxious ad that drives you over the wall. 844-500-4242. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300, and with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Matt, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are the Nevada caucuses going to be another Iowa?
I think they are, yes.
56% say yes.
All right. They're trying to dust up Bernie. They don't like Bernie, obviously. 808 says, well, I was going to vote for Trump, but now that I know that he likes his steaks well done. I can never think of any time where I've said, been at a table with somebody and they say, I want my steak well done, or I want my steak very rare. I've never thought, well, that's a character flaw. Have you ever thought less of someone for wanting their meat grilled or broiled, well done, burnt, medium rare, rare, etc.? I don't get it. I wish I could get some of that Bloomberg money. I told the chump line caller, yeah, if he wants to give me some money, I'll take it. 844-500-4242. Let's be clear, Bernie said. The Russians want to undermine American democracy by dividing us. I stand firmly against their efforts, comrade, and any other foreign power that wants to interfere in our elections. Right, Vladimir? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What waterboarding feels like. 774, Howie, Bloomberg's ads are more annoying than Cars for Kids ads, and I never thought that would be possible. I know what you're saying. Anyway, Grace, time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
You know how it works? Every weekend at this time, we ask you, all week long, we ask you to send in your best, funniest items from your local daily or weekly newspaper involving the police. Many weekly newspapers especially have little columns that are written by the police department or given to the newspapers by the police called police blotter, police log, all the funny or interesting items. It could be from a police log or police blotter column, or it could be a standalone story. We ask you to send your funny entries in the Police Blotter Facts Friday contest to Howie Carr, Grace at Howie Carr Show, Grace at Howie Carr Show, or you can still fax them to us. We still have a fax machine, 857-284-8864. That's 857-284-8864. And at this time, every Friday afternoon, evening, we read the funniest entries of the week, and the two best entries of the week, in our opinion, get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will be getting a copy of your wonderful book, Kennedy Babylon, and I think I'm going to give them the original, KB1.
All right, KB1. By the way, Grace, I'm very confused about this. You know, now that the Washington Post has decided to make a big deal out of the Russians supporting Bernie, I'm baffled. I thought the Russians were with Tulsi Gabbard.
You know, those Russians, they're so fickle. They 1 minute they're for one, the next minute...
Yes, they are. They're a devious crew.
They are, and they seem to be super focused on us at all times. It could explain why they're not doing so hot in Russia. They're too worried about Trump and Bernie and all those other things. Anyway, let's do the runners up.
The next time you see somebody, you know, who, you know, your neighbor who has a son that's 32 years old and still living on the couch and has a goatee and eats avocado toast, and he posts something about Bernie, it's probably not your neighbor's loser son. It's probably a Russian bot.
Right, and right? I just want to say, Howie, as much as I said today that I couldn't believe they were going to redo this narrative and that listening to the sound clips was making me pull out my hair, I will say I also cut the Trump line today, and I did miss some of the Russian-inspired jokes. The people get real. The Trump line really benefits from a little Russian hoax stuff. So that was good.
I'm sure Chop Chumps will be good tonight, too, because I'm sure we got a lot of entries today, right?
Oh, we had so many Trump line messages. We couldn't even get to them all. So make sure you check out Chop Chumps and all of our podcasts. But without further ado, let's get to the runners up.
Do not win anything.
No, these do not win. Man asks police for help with prostitute, accused of soliciting her for sex in exchange for drugs. This is out of Haverhill?
Haverhill.
Haverhill. I'm from Massachusetts.
Come on,
I know.
Grace.
Howie, I do it every time. It's one of my bugaboos. I just can't help it.
Silent H. Haverhill.
Haverhill. His name is Barry Lavoie. He attempted to trade fentanyl for sex on February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. After the two got into a disagreement, Lavoie drove to the police station just after 7 p.m. Okay, so this is where it gets really funny. He told the police that the woman was an old friend who wouldn't leave the car, okay? And then he said that he offered her a ride because it was cold out. He said the woman took out a bag of dope in the car and it made him upset because, quote, he does not like to be around drugs, the report states. He said he asked the woman to exit the car, and when she wouldn't, he drove to the police station. But like they say, there's two sides to every story. The woman who was interviewed said she was an acquaintance of his and that he was going to give her drugs in exchange for sex. She said Lavoie wanted to have sex before giving her the drugs, and she wanted the drugs first. So he said, I'm going to drive you to the police station in an attempt to scare her. And then, you know, it's one of those things.
There's
like,
so many problems with this transaction.
I know. This is a messy transaction. They needed a third party of some sort.
A moderator.
Or a mediator.
As Joe Biden would say.
Right. The woman said Lavoie is homeless and they were going to have sex in the back of his SUV. Romantic. Text messages she provided backed up her story. I just find this amazing that the guy tried to pin it on her like, oh, I really don't like to be around drugs. Get her out of my car. When really he was giving her the drugs for sex.
Isn't possession of fentanyl a worse crime than soliciting a prostitute, too?
Howie, it was small amount of white powdery substance believed to be fentanyl. Let's, you know, journalistic integrity here. We don't know.
We have a caller or texter, Grace, that says that Haverhill is your burn.
It is my burn. That is exactly what it is. And my Pompano. That was one of my worst as well. Some of them I just can't get down. Ohio woman, 36, called 911 after parents canceled her phone service. Bernie Bros in the news.
This is it. Yeah, we have Florida man in the news, naked man in the news. We're going to have to start doing Bernie Bros in the news.
This is a 36-year-old Ohio woman. She called twice. She called 911 to report her emergency. Her parents canceled her cell phone service. They canceled it, and it cut me off of my cell phone service, and I'm demanding that the police respond to my home.
I can see that this is going to be added to Bernie's campaign spiel. President Obama allowed you to stay on your parents' health insurance till you turn 26. I will allow you to stay on your parents' cell phone plan until you are 56.
That is one of those things, though. When you get older and you get kicked off the cell phone plan, it's not good. I've managed to avoid that, actually.
How dare you?
She called the police so many times, they eventually said to her, if you keep calling, we're actually going to arrest you. And they did. They arrested her, a felony arrest, because she was messing with the 911, and they're only supposed to be used for emergencies.
She goes to prison, she'll only get the use of the phone for 15 minutes a day, and she'll have to stand in line.
And then she can cry about it to her mom and dad. This is all because you cut off my cell phone service. Man celebrates sobriety by getting drunk, stealing a motorcycle.
Well, what was he going to get? His pen? Don't they give you a pen in AA if you...
I thought it was a chip.
I don't know. What is it? But so what was he coming up on? What was he celebrating?
Well, he was celebrating 4 months of sobriety.
And 4 months, okay.
The celebration probably
it's
wasn't helpful.
Drunk. You get a drunk after you've been sober for 4 months. Okay.
This is out of Arizona. A man is facing a felony charge after police said he stole a motorcycle from a Mezza dealership while drunk. The 29-year-old grabbed a Kawasaki motorcycle and pushed
it. Kawasaki. Come on, Grace. You're having a bad day.
It's been a long day. Am I, though? Am I having a bad day or am I having a good day? Because I don't think the people mind it.
They're amused.
Yeah, exactly. As long as the people are amused, Howie, that's all I care about. A customer saw this and told an employee, who then called the police. Officers found the man resting on a fence, which is nearly a mile away.
He was resting on a fence.
Yes. The motorcycle was tipped over, but still upright. Police said the man admitted to stealing.
Wait a second, Grace. He was resting on a fence. The motorcycle was tipped over, but how could it be tipped over and still upright?
It's a really good question. You should contact CBS 5 out of Arizona for your answers.
Even in Haverhill, that doesn't happen.
Hanley said he was going to walk the motorcycle back to his house and start it there. He also confessed to being drunk off of Moscato and vodka. Because of the way the motorcycle was leaning against the asphalt.
What's Moscato?
That's a wine. That's a very sweet, sweet cherry wine. It's very cheap, too. By the way, you can get a really nice
A beer.
Now that I'm a working girl and a career woman, I don't drink Moscato, but I was known to dabble back in the more financially tough days. And he said he was celebrating 4 months of sobriety. Well, cheers. Cheers to that. Naked man found hallucinating at an auditorium in Nashville.
Beware, naked man.
Where was he? In Nashville?
He was at Ryman Auditorium in Nashville.
Oh, okay. That's Grand Ole Opry. Or where it used to be, anyway. I don't know if it's still there or not. But is that anywhere near the new jail where the Bernie bro was stashing the loaded guns for future inmates?
If it is, then I'm sure there's some correlation between these two stories. 20-year-old Zachary Swarthout was charged with public intoxication and public indecency after police found him completely naked and claiming to be hallucinating. See, that makes me think that they're not buying this.
Yeah, claiming?
Claiming to be. Usually you can tell if someone's really hallucinating. That's just my hot take on the situation. Man with forehead tattoo that says crime pays in jail again after police chase.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Forehead tattoos are very popular right now. He has a tattoo, obviously, and it says crime pays, but now he's locked up behind bars after leading police on a short chase before being arrested. The report.
It was a short chase because he's not too bright.
Yes.
I think he should get a new tattoo on his forehead. Probable cause.
I mean, I just, if I owned a tattoo parlor and someone asked for this on their forehead or anything on their face, I would, you know, what's that thing, Howie, that the doctors take the oath not to do?
Hippocratic oath.
Tattoo people
first,
should have to do that.
Do no harm.
Yes. Tattoo people should have to say first, no tattoos on the face. Because someone's clearly sick if they're getting that. His name's Donald Murray of Indiana, and he led them on a short police chase.
Indiana's calling. Lord, I can't go back there because I got crime pays tattooed on my forehead.
Exactly.
I'm a dumbass.
Very nice, Howie. I like that rendition. Guys, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Whether you're in Pompano Beach or Haverhill, or if you're riding your Kawasaki motorcycle, you should pick up some Piantedosi bread because it's delicious, and they sponsor this news, this Police Blotter segment, and we love them for it. Piantedosi Baking Company. And when we get back, Howie, one of my winners... We've been talking a lot about steak today, and this
yes.
story has to do with one of your favorite kinds of steak, and I think you're going to like it.
Really? Someone wants to know, did you mispronounce the name of Muscatel when you were talking about the vodka?
No. It is Moscato. That does exist. It's a brand.
What is it? Is it a variation on Muscatel?
No.
Because that's a classic wino wine. Muscatel.
Moscato, it might be the brand, but we used to drink it in college.
People used to drink it in college.
I never really dabbled in that. But
did you ever have any ripple? Are you a ripple cripple when you were in college?
No, Howie. Do I strike you? You've known me for 5 years now. Do I strike you as someone who would be?
How about MD 2020?
No.
How about Abby's wild rosé?
I don't think these things even exist anymore. I think they've gone with the wind, Howie. I've never even heard of any of these brands.
You don't move in the right circles, Grace.
Oh yeah, sorry, Howie. I'm not as cool as you and your bridge club friends. That's for sure. Coos was known to drink all the coolest beer around.
Screwtop wines, fortified wine. Like Bill from West Hartford is familiar with all of these vintages.
My mom told me the other day, Howie, that one of her favorite parts of the show is when you mention fortified wines. She said, I don't know why, but when Howie talks about fortified wines, I just start cracking up. So, Mom, if you're listening, that one was for you.
Mixed drink in a bottle. That's what a guy knew in Winston-Salem. That's what he used to call it. Like selling mixed drink in a bottle. I can't believe they sell that. Did it say some obscenity? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Grace, the texters are coming up with some of the other great fortified wines of yesteryear. Thunderbird, that's the word. Boone's Farm, apple wine.
Ugh.
Nitrane Express, that was a big one with
these
the South End
awful.
Winos. Yeah, it was bad. I pass to a wine tasting. I had to go down there to talk to a political candidate I was working at the Herald, and when the Herald was in the South End. And so I went to the wine tasting with the pass and got in and talked to the candidate, got what I needed, and I walked out. And I was coming back to the Herald, and there was this bum that was just staggering around the streets, I guess on Harrison Avenue. And guess what I gave him,
oh.
Grace? I gave him the pass to the wine tasting.
Oh, wow. I'm sure everyone in the wine tasting loved that.
I pointed him in the right direction. I thought, I've done my good deed for the day.
You did a good deed and a bad deed all at once. That's amazing. Okay, Howie, so we have our two winners here. I'm going to start with the strongest one. Florida man gets naked to escape store. Ribeyes fall.
A Florida man and a naked man all in one.
Ribeyes fall out of his pants.
But I thought he was naked.
Yeah, well, sometimes they use that. They use that a little loosely nowadays. Witnesses reported to police that in an attempt to get away, the suspect wriggled out of his clothes and got naked as meat packs began to fall out of his pants. A shoplifter trying to...
He took off his pants and meat fell out?
You know what he needs to do? He needs to get ButcherBox. Then it gets sent right to your house. You don't need to put it down your pants. Police found Stephen Short running out of the store in the buff.
Stephen Short. He was a little short on money.
And when he refused to stop, officers shot him with a taser. This story has everything.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me.
There are a few stories that just for me really summarize police blotter facts. And this is one of them. There's so much here. Officers.
Okay, what part of Florida?
DeLand.
DeLand, I think it is.
DeLand.
Not sure.
I'm sure people will let us know on the text line if I'm saying that wrong. Also, how you know how after Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving, we get a bunch of stories about people acting up at family gatherings because people have a little bit too much wine? Well,
yes,
it turns out
a little bit too much Moscato.
Yes. Well, it turns out that Valentine's Day also brings on some of those stories. Rhode Island man charged with two separate DUIs on Valentine's Day. He's also wearing a shirt in his mugshot that says, Happy Valentine's Day. Patrick Cahill, 62, was first busted at 2:26 a.m. after state troopers pulled him over following multiple calls about him driving the wrong way on I-95 North. He pleaded no contest and he was let go free. He was again pulled over by another trooper at 8:43 that night, almost exactly 18 hours after his first arrest. He was charged with driving under the influence and also with driving with a suspended license.
Because they probably took his license away when he got arrested the first time because he wasn't an illegal alien. So, you know, you still have to have a license to drive, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't letting that ruin his Valentine's Day vibes.
What's his name again?
Patrick Cahill.
Patrick Cahill, next time, tell him you're an illegal alien. They'll let you go. Thanks, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
I'm Howie Carr.